Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm one of your hosts on this podcast, and my name is Spencer. And today, I'm joined by the other members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen who have come here today to give you another video game episode.
Yes, sir. This is Brandon.
And of course, I am Jordan.
Now, of course, first things first, we have to talk about the ways that you can contact the League. And Jordan is going to tell you all about the ways that you are able to contact the League.
Yeah, man, we out here. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. We're on X, same name. We're on Instagram, same name, LMG podcast or League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. And we are on YouTube. There you can listen to our episodes on Spotify and Apple, but you can also check them out on YouTube as well. If you just like to, you know, sit at work or sit somewhere and just put YouTube on in the background, we are also on there. So yeah, that is all the places where you can find us at. Feel free to stop by, drop a like, you know, leave a review. We love to see the reviews, and we just love to communicate with the people and talk to everybody. So yeah, that is everywhere you can find us. And then we have some scheduling updates. So of course, on Mondays, we have, you know, the regular podcast. This is where, you know, you tune in. This is where we be at the most. But we got something brand new on Tuesday. You know, tomorrow we have a brand new podcast, and that is the LMG podcast presents Marvel Multiverse RPG. If you are a fan of role-playing games, you know, Dungeons and Dragons, D&D, you know, Pathfinder, there's a lot of, you know, tabletop games out there. This one is a brand new one for you. This one is related to all Marvel, and we have a colorful new cast of characters. Characters host, but also we have created characters ourselves, and we're kind of going through some stories. So be sure and check that one out. And then on Wednesdays, we have Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast. Brandon, hey man, wrestling been going kind of crazy here recently, right?
Yes, man. Yes, sir. You know, it's WrestleMania season. It's literally going to be pretty soon. So when this comes out, we'll be after it. So we'll see all the aftermaths. We'll see what The Rock did, all that stuff. So it's going crazy. Wrestling's everywhere.
So yeah, be sure if you did check out WrestleMania, be sure and check out that episode of Wednesday. And then this Friday, we have DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. Spencer, what movie is on?
We will be reviewing Teen Titans, The Judas Contract.
Fire.
Teen Titans. So there you have it. That one's on HBO Max, I believe so.
Yes. I'm going to say it is. Yes. As of this recording, it is on Max. For some of these, Max is really being a hater.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you will do your due diligence and find all of the movies that we review so that you can watch them and listen to the episode, because you are a true fan and believer in what it is that we do here.
Spencer, what do you call your fans? You know, podcasters have names for their fans. What do you call them?
His friends.
Yeah, say they're and friends.
Ah, that's a good way out of it. Damn it.
Because, you know, if you're listening and you want to be on an episode of DC Animation with Spencer and Friends, Jordan has already told you where you can let me know that. And, you know, I might be able to get you on the schedule. Yeah. I do have a lot of friends, and I've got a lot of people that are itching to be on these episodes. And so, yeah, if you want to be on an episode, Jordan's already told you where you can let me know.
Yeah, so we're growing. This is podcast number four different podcasts. 4 out of 7 days of the week, you have a new, you know, something to listen to. Sometimes 5 days of the week. I know. It's crazy. So yeah, that is everything we have.
Jordan is, we're all nerds here.
Yeah.
But tabletop games is a different level of nerd.
Fucking nerd.
I know. And as I tried to get these two to play with me, and then they finally, they was like, bro, I can't do it.
There's levels to this, man.
There's
Hey, y'all are
levels to this.
professionals. We're amateurs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, everybody, Jordan, I'm glad that you found people that could really love this with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, whenever people listen to it, you may get some new people into it. Like I am very much of the opinion that you will be able to convert some people into true like top nerds. Because
Yeah.
again,
Hey
like
man,
you are
it's
just
not it's not D&D. I'm throw, it's not D&D, it's Marvel, so that makes it better.
okay. I'm gonna
But
definitely tune in.
it's just like
Oh
D&D.
yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna need to see what I'm gonna need to see the story. I'm gonna be invested.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
three out of four of us, this is our first time ever doing it, and then we have one, I consider him definitely a pro. He has his own D&D campaign he's been running for years. He has a Star Wars campaign that he's running. Like
A
he's a
real
legend.
nerd. See, man, you
Yeah.
got a pro. You got a Hall of Famer. Look, we was over
Yeah.
here fiddling Struggling.
daddling. Yeah. Hey, I will say I threw a little extra editing on this one. This one's got background sounds, sound
Wow.
effects.
Oh
You
yeah.
can't give us
Of course, yeah.
that
You gave
effort. Yeah,
yourself all the
that's the
extras. Okay.
this is the experimental one. This is the one to see what I really got. So who knows? Maybe one of these
I
days.
asked for air horns. I'm a worldwide Willis. I couldn't get that, but
Yeah. But all right. Are we ready to get into what we're talking about today?
I think so. As I'm sure you knew by the title, today we have a top 25. As you know, IGN is a very popular platform, website, whatever you want to call them. And they do a lot of video game reviews. Like, video games is their business. They do other things too, but they're kind of the top outlet for video game information, I would say, probably, as
Agreed.
far as the internet is concerned. An authority on video games, and they have a top 25 list for the greatest games of all time for each system. Today, we will be looking at IGN's top 25 Xbox 360 games. Now, we have done a couple of these episodes, and we kind of had the audacity to call ourselves gamers just to realize we don't be playing like we thought we did because, I know that for Nintendo 64, we did okay, but for PlayStation 2,
For
20 of
us,
them? I didn't know. Like, it was,
shooting percentage
yikes.
was low.
Low. Felt like Udonis Haslem out there, just in the game, you know,
Just existing.
getting, yeah, like, I had a PS2, I promise. But, and I had an Xbox, I promise.
Yeah. So, how do yeah? What? Let's start with there. 360. Did y'all have a 360?
Absolutely.
So
Yeah.
I joined late. My PS2, my PS, I was rocking PS2 till like 2011, 2012.
Dang. Damn.
Like all my friends had Xboxes, and that's the only reason I got one was because I transitioned from playing solo games and playing games by myself and playing games where somebody's in the room with me
Yes.
to playing multiplayer games online. And I figured, you know, I was in college. I felt very separated from all of
Yep.
my
Same.
guys.
D
And
this is my first system that I had online.
yeah, like Xbox is how I was able to stay connected with my guys back home.
Yeah.
And so I had like a little tiny like little Bluetooth headset.
I did too. I had the white
Yeah,
one
like
the white one that was like the official 360 one.
no, I had a little black one that like was Bluetooth. I felt real fancy. And yeah, that thing was it was compact, and yeah, it was a good time.
Now, I believe, and we can debate this, but I believe wholeheartedly that the Xbox 360 is the best console to come out. What do y'all think? As far as gaming wise, it was the best console to me.
I did love it. I mean, I'm probably biased. I'm an Xbox guy,
I loved it, but the PlayStation 2, I think, is my goat. Like, there were the games that the PlayStation 2 had kept me occupied for over a decade.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Xbox, I mean, the Xbox had some top tier stuff, and I think that timing had a lot to do with it because my Xbox days, I was in college, and so my time was split between like trying to be an adult and like being a music major, which is very time consuming, trying not to be broke as hell. Like there was a lot in the way.
Yeah.
But
I see.
I think the fact that the Xbox 360 allowed for playing online is definitely helping it enter that GOAT console conversation.
It's my GOAT. I would literally be in college, play basketball all day, go to class, play basketball all day, come on, play 360. That's literally all it did.
Like, honestly, I will say the 360, like, it got me through college. Because if I didn't have it, it would have been a problem. Like, how people, and this is going to sound stupid as hell, but during the pandemic, how people felt isolated because they, like, couldn't leave their homes and all that. Like, in college, if I didn't have my Xbox, that's absolutely how I would have felt. And I had friends and all that. Right. But like,
so you sound like a straight loser.
like I said, I had plenty of friends, but we were all busy at different times. And so whenever I had nothing to do, I could rely on my 360 to get me through the difficult times, even if that meant using it to get on Netflix.
Yeah.
Man, I use that. Yeah, that's true.
Like, clutch. One of the
first consoles, yeah, that came clutch. Just, I didn't have to leave. I didn't have to hit the input button. I could just stay right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could, I loved creating an avatar. I loved being able to, like,
make myself. I was doing that too. Yeah. I was doing that too.
Yeah. I will say their avatar creation wasn't spectacular.
It was not.
I loved it though.
Yeah, I still loved it. Like, I would seasonally change my outfits.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Last question. Before we get to the list, did y'all have the Kinect that came with it?
I didn't.
I did not. I mean, in my dorm, I didn't have the room for it. Like, I
wouldn't be able to do anything. Rich.
I had like a little bit of space, and I was like, bro, the Kinect, bro. I was a referee, and so I was like, use my money. Hey, I'm about to go buy a Kinect. So I had like a little bit of space where I could play some games, but ultimately, I really didn't do anything with it. Like, I played a few games, but it just took dust. I really used to just turn Xbox off. Really, I had my Xbox off. But
that makes sense.
All right, let's get into it. Top 25 best 360 games of all time according to IGN, and this was published on May 31st, but it was updated July 7th of 2023. So. Okay. Getting to the list, number 25, we have South Park: Stick of Truth. I've said this multiple times. I'm a huge South Park fan. I definitely had this game, and more recently, the newer South Park game came out. But this game was amazing. This game was definitely like a 9 out of 10 for me. Like, this is the first time they opened up the world of South Park where you can actually explore the town. It felt like you was literally watching a show. Jokes and all, funny as hell. This game is good.
Jordan, I'm glad you're here.
Really glad you're here.
We would have had nothing for that one.
Yeah. I cannot help you.
Yeah. But anybody who played this game, they definitely know how great both of the games were. This was just the first one, but this one...
Was it like 3D or were you...
Like, so it was like... It looks exactly like the show. Like, if you picture the show, they made it, it look exactly like that. Gotcha. But this time you can explore the whole town, and it was like a whole little story. It was like based in the fantasy world of like Lord of the Rings type thing. So it was like you go on a quest and you create your own character. It was perfect.
Because I think I remember the cover. It was Cartman in like a sorting hat type hat.
Yeah, it was his wizard Gandalf hat.
Yeah. I didn't watch South Park, and so I wouldn't have had a reason to collect this game.
Yeah, that's fair. I bought it again on Switch too, more and recently, last year.
That's impressive that South Park was able to put out a game that was good enough to be on this list. Like, that's very true. Impressive because usually games based on TV shows or movies don't do super well.
Yep, that's true.
So that's impressive. Like, that's good shit, South Park. But honestly, from what I've heard, South Park, like, everything they put out is really good. Like, South Park has anything that's not good.
Well, they got
or that doesn't have a strong fan base.
more recently that game was kind of whack. But yeah, that's a little rough.
Okay.
Number 24, I definitely do not know this one, so I'm gonna have to look it up more. It's called Fez, FEZ.
Fez.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this game is.
Insane. I've never heard of it.
I know. I'm trying to look it up now.
I think I've seen this before, but I don't
know
what it is.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it. I've never played it though.
Yeah, I think but I've also, seen it, but yeah, I don't.
I'm not a big platformer person like that either, though. This is like a platformer.
What do you mean?
Like, so you know how the old Mario games, you have to try to jump and try not to fall off the map.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so that's a platformer.
Oh.
So, not certain, one for two. this one, I know everybody has at least seen this game. I actually had a conversation about this game today. Number 23 is Minecraft.
Nope. I mean, of course, everybody knows what Minecraft is, but
yeah, nope. For 360, no.
Yeah, I've more recently played it only because my oldest daughter has gotten into it, and so that I just played it for the first time like last year, 2 years ago. And I'm terrible at building, so I'm not a fan of this game.
I'll be getting murked, bro. Like, yeah, ain't no way. I'm trash at it. They be building it things like in seconds. I'm like, how the hell?
Now, I think this might be a hot take, but it's my take. I think this game is severely overrated. This game is overrated.
I can agree with that. I mean,
is it one of those games, because you know how there are games like Animal Crossing, like games you just kind of like play for relaxation as opposed
one of them
to
cozy games.
Like
working
toward a goal. Yeah. Like, is it one of those?
Yes and no, because like it's so customizable where people have customized own world where you can actually get into like a competitive side of it.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you can be all cozy, but or you can go into the other world where you're trying to actually survive and do whatever mission that this other person created. And also, if I'm not right, I mean, if I'm right, I think this game has been on almost every system. Well, at least like 360, Xbox One, PC, and Xbox Series X since its release. So it's been on like every single Xbox since its release in 2012.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that
very
old.
Popular.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Let's continue to go.
Because yeah, like my only exposure to anything Minecraft is Steve in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And some of my friends be just going to work with Steve, and I'm like, how the fuck?
This box head,
stupid,
box head, dude.
It's almost irritating. Like when somebody is good with Steve, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
every Steve has a different name.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I will say though, if you're looking for a really great co-op game, like I've played it with my daughter, and we literally just go exploring on our own. Like this is a good couch co-op game where you can like play with younger people or play with a significant other. This is a good one for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a cozy game.
Yeah.
Number 22. We've talked about this one before. And I know Spencer is a huge fan of this one. Maybe I should start saying the release dates. They have the release dates here. Released in 2011, September, Gears of War 3.
Yes.
Fire.
Love Gears of War. I play Gears of War to this day. Like, it's one of the only games I will fire up my Xbox to play, honestly. These days, just because I don't have the time to play games like I used to be. Yes, Gears of War 3 was very good. It was the only Gears of War that offered beast mode, which allowed you to be locusts and try to, win against the cog. You could, like, so you would have, like, a certain amount of money that you would have, and then you could, like, buy yourself selecting a monster. And, yeah, it was very good. They have made some positive changes, I would say, in the more recent Gears of War, but there are definitely a couple things about the old one that I miss, and Beast Mode is definitely one of them. But yeah, Gears of War 3 is absolutely worthy of being in a GOAT conversation as far as shooting games goes.
This is the last one I played.
That was one of the first. I get kind of anxiety when I play, like, first person shooter games, but that game was like fun, like legit fun. Like, yeah. I don't know if I played three or two. I can't remember exactly because I don't remember turning it the beast mode part. So I may have played two.
Well, three is it was like the multiplayer option. And also, Brandon, this is third person, not first person. But
I thought that was your point, was that like first person games give you anxiety, but this one didn't.
Because this one was different. Yeah, this one was different. And I mean, yeah, I played with some of the homies, but
this is the one shooting game that I was good at. Like, I remember when my cousin said to me, "Hey, we're playing Gears of War," and I said to him, like, "I'm really bad at shooting games."
Yeah.
And he was like, "No, just go ahead and try it." And I was going to work pretty immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like this. Whatever this is. Yeah.
Bro, I used to love when you had the bow and arrow and I'd shoot and then the arrow would explode.
Bow is one of my favorite. I could go to work with a torque bow.
I go to town one of them joints, bro. Yeah.
A torque bow is like, and that's the thing. All the weapons are just really fun. Yeah, really creative.
Yeah.
Was it the Lancer? Is that the name of the chainsaw one?
Yes.
Yep.
That's crazy. I don't know how I remember that. But and also, oh, what's the name of that one weapon? The Dawn of Hammer? Hammer of Dawn?
The Hammer of Dawn, yes.
Oh, man. I remember that one, too.
The Hammer of Dawn was basically a laser that would have, a space laser.
Yeah.
And there was a satellite up in the sky. And that's the thing. The Hammer of Dawn was very significant in the story mode.
See, I only ever played the story.
Yeah, and the Hammer of Dawn was used to fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Gears of War was so good. And then there were characters who, like, actually died in Gears of War.
Is this one Marcus?
Marcus is the main character. And, yeah, he's voiced by Bender.
What's the black dude's name?
Cole.
Is that the one? Did he die?
No.
Okay.
So, in the first game, Min died. He was the... I guess he was in charge, kind of. Like, he was a commander of some kind. Min dies, and A. Carmine dies. In the second one, Ty dies, and Ty is Polynesian. And Benjamin Carmine dies.
Mm.
And then,
but this is the first... Oh, sorry. Continue.
In the third one, I honestly can't remember if anybody dies in the third one.
They introduced the girl, though, in the third one, right?
Kate?
Yeah, or was she already in it?
No, she's in four.
Oh, maybe I played four then.
She's either in four or five. Four is where. So three and four is where the time jump happens. So in three, they kill the queen, and four is where Marcus's son is an adult, and so four kind of has a different cast.
Oh, okay. Mm. No, three is the last one I played. And then I only played for the story.
Yeah, and then and we find out later that Kate, the girl who is the main character in five, is the granddaughter of the Locust Queen, and her mom is the new Locust Queen.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Plot twist. So, yeah, man, Gears was definitely a good series for sure.
Yeah,
that's probably the only game I will be able to talk about at that level.
Number 21, released October 2011, Forza Motorsport 4. I played only Forza Horizons, and the only reason I played it was because my wife wanted me to play it, but other than that, I hate this game. This is too real for me. These games are the Forza games are too real for me.
Why did she want you to play it?
She just liked watching me customize the car and then actually just driving and looking at scenery. And I hated every second of it just because this game is so freaking hard. Have y'all ever played the Forza games?
No, sir.
I don't know. There's a racing game that I played that was one of the realistic ones. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not good at this. Mario Kart, please. I'll just take my Mario Kart.
Yeah, no, this was too, bro, this was too real. You barely move your wheel a little bit, bro, your car gone flipping.
Yeah, it's, nah. Because, yeah, if I'm on a straightaway, I'm like, yay, I'm winning. And then you hit a left turn? Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole car going up in the air.
I was like, my car's turning, but my car's not turning.
Right.
Like, I can see my car actually turning, but, like, I'm still going straight. Like, what?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't know if it was Forza, but Need for Speed, I don't know. One of them games,
Oh, Gran Turismo is another hard one too.
Yeah, like
But those are two.
one of
This one and that is two realistic
yeah, like
ones.
one of those was like I played it like once and it was all I needed to be like, yeah, I'm good. I
Yeah.
don't need this. Again, I'll take my Mario Kart.
Yeah. So, all right, we're moving on. Number 20. Oh, I got love for this one. This one has a special place in my heart. Released August 2013, Rayman Legends. Now, this was a co-op game for you. If you wanted a good couch co-op game, this was one of the ones get this. So, me and my roommate, which is one of my best friends today, we used to always go to like rent games at Family Video, and we only ever rented co-op games. And this was one of the games that we rented. And man, this was a fun time, dude. Y'all ever seen
I feel like
Rayman Legends?
I remember you talking about this one before, I feel like.
This was a good one. This one was like a fun, like actual platformer, and it was just a fun game. Y'all never played them? Rayman Legends
Haven't.
or whatever the name of the other one was.
No, it was a game that I like meant to play and just never, I never knew anybody who had it, so I never got into it.
If they put this on like current gen consoles, I will buy this game again, like just for me and my daughter to play. Just because like it's pretty kid friendly, but at the same time it's still like pretty challenging. So it was like just perfect. It also, Spencer, did you ever play Super Mario? No, not Super, yeah, the like new Super Mario Brothers on Switch.
A
Or
little
like,
bit.
okay, this is what that reminds you of. Like they play the very same. We have four people you play with to
Oh,
like
you
get through like a
run just
platform.
around and okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'd probably enjoy it, but again, I don't think I knew anybody with it, so.
Gotcha. All right. This next one I definitely do not know. I've heard of it, I've never played it. Released August 2009. Shadow Complex. Complex. I don't know why I said that word. Yeah, I don't know this one, unfortunately.
I
I've seen it before,
also
but I've never
don't
played
know
it.
this one. Yeah, like I don't know what this is.
Here we go again, talking about how we were gamers.
We just went on
Bro,
a little run.
I will say IGN be pulling out them like they be going like deep, deep, deep cuts. Like,
We went on a little run. So, you
yeah.
know, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm
Well,
trash, but hey, if NBA
unfortunately, I think
2K11 pull up on here, it's going down.
oh yeah, I agree.
we're gonna have to talk
Move
about
it.
that because I yeah,
Yeah.
I have things to say about that.
The next one, I think we might be in trouble again. So we have The Walking Dead, the game, released in April of 2012.
That's gonna be a no.
I want to. Hold on. I've
So
played a walk. I feel like I played a Walking Dead game before.
this
I
is the
played.
first one that the Telltale games, the Telltale series, where you are actually like it's a story. So you're not actually like fighting and everything. You're almost making options and you're choosing what the character says.
Oh, okay. Because I was
Never
gonna say
mind.
what I did play was Left 4 Dead, but never Walking Dead.
Oh, bro, Left 4 Dead better be on this list. But yeah, Telltale Games, I only ever played the Guardians of the Galaxy one, and that one was pretty fun. So I assumed that this one was pretty good too. Animate the list, so I assume it was good.
Okay.
Wouldn't be knowing all these video game terms. I'm learning.
Bro, I'll be tapped in, telling you. All right, this next one. Oh, everybody gotta play this one. This might have been, didn't 360 come out in 2007?
Roughly, yeah.
This might have been the first major game. I definitely spent a lot of time on this one. So, released in November of 2007, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Modern Warfare was a big part of a lot of people's
That
lives.
was,
I'm
yeah.
surprised we may see another Call of Duty, but if we
I
don't,
think
I'm
so too.
surprised it's this low.
Wait, which one? I'm terrible with the names of Call of Duty,
So
but I know I've.
this is the first one that really hit. Like
Yeah.
this changed Call of Duty forever.
Was this
Because I
World War
honestly,
II? Then no, Modern Warfare, never mind. People.
No, it wasn't World War
Because
II.
people refer, like, people don't call it Call of Duty 4. People call it Modern Warfare.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I did play this one. Yeah, you're right.
Like,
This
to the
one was
point,
hella
like,
fun.
Modern Warfare was so good that it became its own series. And, like, so we
Yeah.
have Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
and Modern
you're right.
Warfare. Yeah, like so. Yeah, Modern Warfare is, as far as shooting games go, Modern Warfare, like Call of Duty, might be number one if you ask 100 people.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
like
That's for one that
if
I.
you did a Family Feud survey, first person shooters,
Yeah.
Call of Duty's in there.
This is the only one I truly enjoy. The other ones in that series, but Call of Duty in general.
I
Oh.
liked Black Ops,
Hopefully,
and Black
hopefully
Ops
it's on that
fun.
list. Yeah, hopefully
Yeah,
it's on this list.
I liked Black Ops because I could create emblems, but we'll see if Black Ops shows up. So I
Yeah.
won't say much more on it.
But this is definitely the one that changed Call of Duty forever. Like I remember being in my mom's house, and I had four controllers, and friends would come over, and we would literally sit here, play a four player screen split screen, and literally go in. This is where people get mad, like, bro, stop looking at my screen. Why are you
Yeah.
watching my screen? Like this is the one that did all that, and I love this game so much just because like it brought so much happiness for like me and my friends. Which,
We did that with Gears of War, and we would do system links, and
oh, see, yeah.
we would do two man on a screen.
That's smart. That's smart. Which Call of Duty was the one of World War II?
I think it's called Call of Duty
Like,
World War II.
is that because I feel like this World War II was before Modern Warfare, I want to say.
I think it was
There
after
was a
this one.
Call of Duty World War II, and I
Yeah,
didn't
they're
think it was that long ago.
it was called World at War, right?
I
Unless that's
think,
what Brandon talking about. I think because
or
that one
maybe,
was after this.
or was one of the Black Ops a World War II game? I don't know.
I
That was all
the
it was
that
in the
one I
war.
loved a lot, the World War II one. I just don't remember the name of it. But yeah.
Oh, I know people are pissed right now.
They were pissed with
I know
y'all.
Larry got shit to say right now because we don't know.
Hey
Larry, I
man, I
hear.
know.
Man.
But this is, bro, this is, I remember like getting kills, bro, getting your first kill streak and you get the UAV. Then after that, you end up getting like the chopper gunner where you can actually be on the helicopter shooting people. Like, oh man, this one had a lot.
Because, yeah, the only World War II game I remember is Call of Duty World War II, and it came out not too long ago. Like, maybe within the last
I think World at
seven,
War,
8 years.
Call of Duty
Because
World at War. Let me see, World at War.
I know there's one called World War II, because I could see the guy, like, it's just a white dude in, like, a World War II helmet with his hands over his mouth.
No, Brett. So, okay. So, yeah, I was right. So, Call of Duty World at War was set during World War II. This was the next game that came out after Call of Duty 4. So, this was the next Call of Duty that
Okay.
came out.
Okay.
And then
I
after
love
that,
that one.
I think that's when we got Black Ops.
Yeah. All of them were good. I enjoyed all of them.
Yeah. No, it's definitely been a while for me since I played Call of Duty. People just got way too try-hardy, and I got a real life with a real girl,
Yeah.
and I was like, I ain't got time for all that. All right. The next one, wait, man, we're getting back to the list where we don't know the games most likely. Released in September of 2012, Mark of the Ninja.
It
So,
sounds like a game I would enjoy.
because it got the word ninja
Team.
in it.
Yeah.
This is a looks like it's a 2D game. I don't know this game at all.
I don't either.
Looks like almost like another platformer, but like you actually can fight and stuff.
Mean,
Yeah.
there was one ninja game that I loved dearly, and,
You gotta be
Well,
Ninja
I guess
Gaiden. It might.
no.
Oh no.
I do like Ninja Gaiden, but Tenchu is the game I was talking about. Ninja Gaiden's good
Oh,
though.
Tenchu, yeah. All right. Next on the list, number 15, released in July of 2010. And I remember this game was like huge, but I did never did like it. It's called Limbo. And that's the one I remember just seeing the little creepy looking boy with just all black. And
And the
yeah,
white
I didn't
eyes.
under right. I didn't understand why the game was so big. Maybe because I never played it, but I know a lot of people love this game. Like I just remember reading it online. And back in this time, bro, I was on IGN every day. This and World Star Hip Hop was my two probably most visited websites. Bro, I would literally be on IGN for like 2 hours, switch over to freaking Worldstar. Bro, I would That's literally be funny. On Worldstar for hours. Worldstar was my YouTube.
That checks out, man. That's funny.
I think that what I remember about this game was that it was in two dimensions.
Right.
But I never played it myself, but I vaguely remember like seeing it. I don't know if I knew anybody who had it, but yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who had it. It looks, honestly, it looks pretty dark. Like, I'm just looking at some of the images.
I mean,
and
yeah,
I
looking
see somebody getting killed by a spider, somebody hanging.
I remember the boy with the white eyes, and I was like, I think I'm good.
Yeah, no, it looked creepy as hell.
I don't think yeah, I need that.
I didn't like horror video games at all.
Yeah. This next one. I played this next one. I enjoyed it. Released in November of 2008, we have Mirror's Edge. Now, this was the parkour game.
Yes, parkour.
Parkour.
I remember this game not being as good as I thought it would. Like, when I played it, I was like, I don't know what I expected, but this isn't good like I was led to believe it was going to be.
I think the graphics was just beautiful.
I think that's
what it
what
it was.
I think the game was really pretty for the time period.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, we were coming off of PS2 and original Xbox. And so, yeah, I think you're right. I think this game was like really, really nice looking, but I don't remember there being any substance to it.
No, it wasn't. The story was trash. Like, I think they've made three of them by now, but yeah, the first two played both of them. They were both trash, but the graphics were insane. Even on like my TV that probably wasn't even good, like beautiful. Oh, I bet this game would be crazy if you get on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you get a 4K? Like,
oh my goodness, bro. You're going to be
honestly,
watching a movie.
As good as the Spider-Man games are graphic-wise, like, yeah, this game's, you're going to think it's just life.
Yeah, I can literally get a tangent about Spider-Man games. I recently beat them, both of them, all three of them, I really say. Those are beautiful, so I can only imagine how beautiful this would be.
Yeah.
And this is also made by the same people who made Battlefield. This was DICE, so the EA
Okay.
Studios. Brandon, you know this game at all?
No, sir.
That's tough. That is tough. All right. I know this game, never played it. Only I know about it more recently. Released in October of 2011.
What number are we on?
We're on number 13.
Okay.
Dark Souls.
Oh, Dark Souls.
I feel like I heard of that one.
Yeah, it became talked about a lot more recently because of Elden Ring. They're the same makers. And
oh,
this
okay.
is just one of those games that's just like super hard.
Super hard. That's the one thing I remember about it. I was like, this game hard as like I'm not even having fun. It's not even fun. Like it's stupid.
Yeah. I had never played it, and the first time I even played like a Dark Souls type game was when Elden Ring came out. And yeah, that was hard, and I just remember hearing about how hard this game was. So hard for no reason. Just like stupid.
Shout out to my friend Maurice. He played Dark Souls, and he's a gamer. Like that man. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that he knows a thing or two about Dark Souls, but I think I was at his house. Whenever he just handed me a controller, I was like, yeah, just go ahead and, yeah, just, you know. And I was like, Maurice, this is stupid. I'm not having fun. Why do you do this?
Yeah. So, Brennan, you never played it?
No, I've heard of it. I have not played that one.
Gotcha. Damn, Brennan, you ain't playing none of these games, huh?
Bro, I just wasn't. I'm
Brennan
not a gamer. I've come to the realization.
Madden and wrestling, 2K.
Yeah. I played Gears of War. I played Call of Duty. After that, nah, bro.
Regular nigga shit.
Yeah.
Hopefully you played this next one. If you ain't played this next one, yeah, you ain't really messed
with
the game.
You probably haven't. But
number 12, released on November 6, 2012, Halo 4.
Wasn't a Halo guy.
I knew it. Bro,
I played
love Halo.
When I went to like GameStop, but I didn't never, I don't know. I didn't like shooter games were like, I don't know what I was weird about, like games like that. I don't know.
I think that I don't know if I played Halo 4 because I played Halo on the original Xbox and knew pretty immediately that I was not good at first-person shooters and was not enjoying myself. And so I think by the time Halo 4 came out, I was completely done with Halo.
See, yeah. I only ever played them for the story. I didn't really play them online like that. Like, I would play locally with my friends Halo 2, but I was in for the story.
I think that was the mistake I made, was I was playing with people who were good at it, so they wanted to get online. And
yeah, a bunch of tryhards.
No,
hey, let me tell y'all, though, I recently, which I need to continue it, I watched episode one of the Halo series. It is dark. It is bloody. Yo, I was not expecting how violent this was going to be.
Halo's rated M, right? Like, Halo is a violent game.
Is it rated M?
I guess it was.
Yeah, it is, actually. Dude, the show, they like blowing people up, blood going everywhere. Like, they literally stabbing people through the heart, literally see blood coming out. I'm like, yo, this, I was not expecting it to be like this. And that first episode of season one was really good. So,
what streaming service?
Paramount?
Apple?
Paramount.
I want to say.
Yeah, okay. Paramount. So yeah, I need to finish this series because I heard great things about season two.
I will say
I didn't hear anything about it, but
I do kind of want to know the story of Halo. Like, how do we, like, where did the Spartans come from? I'm pretty sure that it's some like dark, we had to abduct children and genetically modify them.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah, at this point, I don't really remember the story. I remember one of the scariest times I had, though. I think it was on Halo 3, the first time you encounter the Flood. With the story, bro, that was scary. It had my heart pounding, like I was on go. Number 11. Hey, released October 2011, Batman Arkham City.
Hey, I played that one.
I was wondering if an Arkham game was gonna be on here because Arkham games were getting awards and shit.
Yeah, that changed the game, honestly.
I agree. Was this the first one?
Arkham Asylum, I think, was the first one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, either way, these were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's no
really, really like, good.
And yeah, like the villains were represented well.
Yeah.
Like this is the Arkham games were just they deserve their accolades.
I agree. Yep. Is this the one with Bane?
I don't know who was in what. I just know we saw some of everybody.
Arkham Asylum, them. Joker, of course.
But yeah, I don't know who was in what.
Gotcha.
My wife was supposed to play through these games, but then she became a busy adult, and it didn't happen.
Yeah. Either way, these Arkham games were like amazing. Like it said to me, that combat system was just great. And I mean, you honestly see that with the Spider-Man games now. There's that same kind of reaction, you know, combos heavy. Like it really did.
Yeah, like a lot. The choreography that the game uses is so good.
Yeah. So, that was almost top 10. So we are now in the top 10. Hopefully, from here on out, hopefully we know these games. These are top 10. These had to be played.
You said high hopes, but
okay. We'll see.
I mean, I'm starting off good with number 10, released in August of 2007, the first BioShock game.
I do remember BioShock, and I did play BioShock. It was not for me, but it was a situation where like a friend had it and like let me play for a little bit. So I kind of remember it. I may be getting BioShock confused with something. Is that the game where it was in first person and you could see your hands and you had like elemental powers with your hands and you could like do shit? Yeah, okay. I did play BioShock then.
Look at Brandon. Brandon?
Nope. No, sir.
Do you even know what it is?
I've heard of it. I've walked by it on at a Walmart or something.
Yeah. This and BioShock 2 was like, those are such great games.
I remember the Big Daddies. They were terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. I
Like
was
you.
like, when I saw one, I handed the controller over. I was like, nope, not me.
Yeah, I'm thinking
It was hard to take down for sure.
And I said, I already know. So I never fought one.
Yeah. I would be interested in like if I had the time, I would go back and play these again, see if they still hold up. But of course I don't have the time to do that. Bro, I'm telling you, when I'm 45, it's gonna be over with. I'm literally going back and playing a bang of games. Cause all the kids are gonna be out the house. I might just play games butt naked on the couch. It's gonna be over with.
All right, bro. All right. Pause, but all right.
No Diddy, my bad. All right.
Jeez.
Number nine, played this one too. We have released on October 26th of 2010, Rock Band 3.
I
I was a
played
Guitar
it.
Hero guy.
I played Rock Band and was disappointed that it wasn't Guitar Hero.
But you literally still play the guitar.
I played Rock Band and was disappointed that it wasn't Guitar Hero.
That's tough.
And it could have been a situation where, like, who I was playing with didn't have the correct calibration, and because we had to spend, 20 minutes getting everything calibrated right, depending on the TV you had, and if you were
Yeah.
using HDMI or component or AV, yeah, it was always some shit. So I probably needed to give Rock Band another chance, but I was absolutely a Guitar Hero guy.
Brandon, you said you played it?
Yeah, I played it a few times.
Yeah,
Yeah,
same. I
solid
didn't
game.
have it. I had a friend who had it. But if I had this game today, though, I would love to play it with my family. I think that'd be
Yeah,
fun.
I
Be a
agree.
fun family game. All right, that was number nine. Number eight. I'm sad I got into this one a little, this series a little late. Released in October in 2008, we have Fallout 3. Y'all know Fallout series? I started with
Wait.
four.
I'm familiar with Fallout, but I never played it.
What kind of game is this?
So this is like there was like a wasteland. It was like a wasteland environment. So it's like a post-apocalyptic game, and you basically it's like you're exploring the world, basically following the story. You
Okay.
had big old armor and everything. Radiation was like a big thing.
Yeah, okay. I played it a little bit, but not a ton. But I do remember it because I remember the cover a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows the Fallout guy.
Yeah.
Which I think did that series, the TV series, is that already out? I remember they had a TV series coming out.
I don't know.
And I was debating
Are too many shows.
on actually watching it. No, it hasn't come out yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not yet. Comes out this year, but April actually. Oh shoot. Hang on. Come on, next week.
I was gonna
Hey.
say April is we are here in April.
Yeah. It says April 12th, so.
Nice.
Right. Oh, I think Brandon played this one. Number seven, released May 2010, the first Red Dead Redemption.
I
Brandon,
didn't.
bro,
I
you
know. I know.
oh, so
I
you only
know.
played the
I
second
already
one?
understand. I get it. I didn't. I was late to the Red Dead party. I was late to the Red Dead Redemption 2 party. So I was definitely. I want to go back, but I didn't have a system by the time.
Oh, you got to go back and play the first one, John Marston, bro. Like the, you got to go back and play the first one.
Yes, I've heard great things about.
That's tragic. Spencer, you play this one?
I played Red Dead Revolver, so I
Oh
played
yeah,
the
that
Red
first
Dead.
one.
Yeah, I played Red Dead before this,
Yeah.
but this was at a time period when Red Dead was not in my lane.
Bro, those are two completely different games too. Red Dead Revolver was. I did not like that game. But this
I mean,
one, bro.
it was early.
Yeah. But this was the Grand Theft Auto of the West. Like this game was fantastic, bro. You can literally do anything. You can do anything on Red Dead Redemption 2. So like just imagine one. You have the freedom to do whatever you want to. You want to grab a dude on the back of your horse, drag him with your horse, bro. You can do it. You want to go out there and hunt some animals, bro. You can do it. Like rob people, you can do it. And then they released like that zombie version, and that was fun too.
Yeah,
But
I probably would enjoy it because all that stuff I like doing in Red Dead 2, so
I definitely recommend like if you ever just just go back and just play this one for the story, just because, like, John Marston. Okay, so on Red Dead 2, you play as his son, right? If I remember right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't even get the full story of the dad and what happened to the dad. Well, I guess they kind of talk about it in the first one, but, like, I mean, the second one. But yeah, man, John was like such a great character. Look at that. That's already. I've already look played what three out of top
we're doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah,
look at us.
Wow. All right, number six. I thought this game was gonna be way higher. I actually talk about this game all the time. Number six, released in November 2011. We have The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Oh. Now, this is the one where I had never played an RPG game before this. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly what happened. I wasn't even going to buy the game. But you know when you go into GameStop, they always have like the TV playing and everything.
Right, yeah.
They had like five or six like different like TV series, little shorts committed to this game. And I was like, yo, this game can't be this big.
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong. This game has been on every single system since 2011. I'm not even playing every single system. Switch, PC, PlayStation, it's literally been on every single system. And this game is, honestly, this is probably top 10 games, no matter what, in my opinion. No matter what the console is, this game is probably top 10.
Spence, you play that?
No, I always saw Skyrim as like a chore list game, and I was like, I'm good.
Okay. Man. I don't like that either, but
y'all are missing. And so, like, honestly, number six hasn't even come out. Like, it's been what, over 10 years, and they're just now starting to like release more stuff about six. It's gonna be massive.
And that, I was gonna say, that's a game like you gotta take the time.
Oh yeah,
build that game. Like you can't just rush that.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, this probably I spent a fair amount of time. Like, if it could have tracked my hours, I'm sure I would have had 100 plus hours in this game. Like, this game was massive, and I had that was my, like I said, first time ever playing an RPG game, and it did not disappoint. Number five, I remember this game, but I never played it. Actually, these next two games, because it kind of showed me the next one. But number five, The Orange Box, released in October of 2007.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I was like, what?
If you look it up, you'll know the cover, because it was literally everywhere.
Orange Box.
It was like the Half-Life.
Not going to be able to help you there.
And Portal. Portal was like the game that it came with.
Portal, I remember.
Okay, so it was three games in one. It was Half-Life 2, Team Fortress 2, and Portal.
I forgot they used to do that in games.
I did too. Yeah, I remember Portal, but not the other two.
Yeah, so Portal was part of, this is where Portal was first introduced at, was in this Orange Box game.
Okay.
So, I remember seeing it all the time, but unfortunately, I never even played Portal, so. Which is interesting, because number four, released in April 2011, is Portal 2.
Damn.
Okay.
Kind of bad.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that and eight, that's four and five. And that's right, a few years after each other. So
I remember Portal. I had friends with Portal, but
yeah,
it was never for me.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, number three, a game we talked about, released September 2007, Halo 3.
So Halo 3 is better than Halo 4?
Oh, yeah. Halo 3 might be the best Halo, in my opinion, ever.
Okay. Go. Yeah. Honestly, that makes sense, because Gears of War 3 is better than Gears of War 4. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about Halo already, so I'm going to go ahead and just go past this, but I do think Halo 3 is probably the best, you know, the best Halo out there. I'm surprised this next game isn't number one, so I don't even know what number one is going to be at this point. Released in, I'm trying to scroll down without seeing number one. All right, released September 2013, Grand Theft Auto 5.
I also thought this was going to be number one. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't know what
Yeah.
number one
Like
is gonna be.
I thought Modern Warfare 2 would be number 2 and this would be number 1.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
Did y'all now I remember playing this on 360 before I played on Xbox One, and man, I remember ripping people to shreds online. Me and the homies, we got in that little suburban where you can have four people on the inside, two people hanging on the outside, but it was
Yeah.
lighting people up online.
I think I did. I may have done one heist with my friends,
Yeah.
but I was never like I played a little bit of the story mode. I may have done one heist, but I didn't like dive into this Grand Theft Auto like I did San Andreas.
Gotcha. Similar, similar. I
The
didn't.
and that was time period for me. Like that's all that was.
Same.
If this
Same.
game had come out in 2008, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised to say number one. I think I
I'm
might
too.
know where number one is. I think it might be Mass
Should we take
Effect.
guesses?
Yeah,
Oh,
I'm
I
gonna say
forgot about
Mass
Mass
Effect
Effect.
2.
I forgot about Mass Effect. Again, I thought Modern Warfare 2 would be 2 and this would be 1.
Yeah, what do y'all think it is?
Mass Effect was really popular. Mass Effect is a good guess.
I think it has to be two. A lot of people hated the ending of three, and one was brand new. So I think two is going to be it for me.
Yeah, this is tough. It's like any of the ones I would have put are way back now.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
I think Call of Duty franchise, something in there.
Oh, I didn't think about that. It could be Black Ops.
Yeah.
I mean, it could, but again, I think Modern Warfare 2.
Okay. Let's see what it is. At number one. Oh, wow, that's a cop out. Okay, number one released in November 2012, the
Just
Mass
Dance.
Effect trilogy. Oh, Just Dance.
Oh.
The Mass Effect trilogy. Hey, this
Okay.
is my personal top five all games of all time.
I say,
This trilogy was amazing.
how did I get the trilogy but nobody else did? Like
Yeah, right,
Halo
yeah. That's
and
yeah.
four were separate entries.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I mean,
All right.
I get it, bro. That story was, this might be, honestly, this might be my
Maybe
number one or
they
two.
did that because these games would have been numbers 1, 2, and 3.
Right, because the story is like one whole story. This was the first time I ever played a game where if someone died in the first one, they stayed dead throughout the whole entire series, and people made references to it. It was like, oh, you let wasn't that Krog? It was like the frog looking dude, like you let him die, or you let Garrus die, and what you chose to do had ramifications in all the other games. That was the first time I had ever played a game like that. And like I remember beating the first one, I was like, oh, okay, that was good. And then getting the second one, it was like, do you want to load in your previously saved game? And I was like, wait, what? I was like, what do you mean by that? And it was like, everything you did in the first one carries over into this. And then my mind was like, oh my God, I would have did things so much differently.
Especially at the
Right.
time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only game that I was able to, or that I remember being able to do that with, kinda, was Ratchet and Clank, where if you had data from the previous game, you could pull guns over. But,
This was the whole story ramifications you
yeah, like
pulled over.
that's a different level.
Like, and they came out more recently within like the last like 5 years or so, like an actual trilogy set where you can play on like newer consoles. But at that point, it's like I have the fondest memories of this. And so
Right.
it's like I don't want to go back and maybe tarnish it. And then they tried to come out with a fourth one later on a few years ago, and it was trash.
Were the
So
prototype games good?
they were fun. They were like a fun little beat 'em up type
Okay.
thing. I enjoyed them. That reminds me a lot of like whenever I see like a character who can like form his arms into different things, like Venom, like
Yeah.
that's what I think of Prototype. So yeah, that's all 25. What games do y'all think should have been on the list? Like you would have had on, like if you can make the list, what games would y'all have had?
I would have had NCAA 14 football. I would have had,
I know people that still play that today.
yes, I rebought it one time. I found it used, rebought it, played it again. College basketball, like 2012, Blake Griffin coming out. He was on the cover. NBA 2K11, first time with Jordan.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. WWE 13, I think, with CM Punk. A couple of the FIFA games. I'm trying to remember which one. And then it was a really good hockey game that was really good. I'm just trying to remember the year. But there was FIFA game. That's kind of when it started taking off.
So I think 2014 was a good
you
one.
You needed some sports representation.
Yeah, like to not have any, that tells me the person writing ain't got no sauce. Ain't got no juice to them.
I think that a 2K should have been on there. I feel like either 13 or 14 was my fate. Maybe 13.
Yeah. Maybe 14. Which one was that?
Paul 13. George? No, 13 I think had Kevin Durant, Derrick Rose, and Blake Griffin.
That's right.
Like each dunking. I think 14 was the one with LeBron.
That's right. Okay.
Because I played 11 through 16.
Gotcha.
Faithfully.
Yeah.
Like I was like we'd get I don't know if we ever made it to 30, but we'd get several people and like do a fantasy draft. Not a fantasy draft, but like an actual draft, and then play with the teams that we built through a season and do playoffs and all that.
Right.
Good
times.
Bro, yeah. I got game. You got game, Spencer? Because I know I got games.
I think the reason Rock Band made it instead of any of the Guitar Heroes was because Guitar Hero was like in the era before, so like there were PS2 Guitar Heroes.
That's
and
true.
Rock Band was new, and Guitar Hero hadn't incorporated the other instruments yet. And yeah. So I think that's the reason Rock Band made it, but the Guitar Hero games were better.
And you mentioned one.
The equipment was better too for the Guitar Hero games.
You mentioned one earlier I thought would have been on this list for sure, which is Left 4 Dead.
Yes. I'm surprised that Left 4 Dead... I'm surprised none of the Left 4 Deads made it.
I'm honestly surprised too.
Yeah, like I because that's one shooting game where I wasn't terrible. I wasn't good. But like I could live a little bit, you know, get a couple things done. But yeah, I did think Left 4 Dead would make it. I know that I loved Army of Two.
Oh yeah, me too. Both of them.
Yeah, Army of Two was a good time.
Remember the cover.
Yeah. And a game that I'm also surprised didn't make it, Resident Evil 5.
That was my first Resident Evil game I played.
It was the first one I played too. I played with my cousin, so I was Sheva. But
same. Yeah, I was the younger cousin, so of course I gotta play with, you know, the side character.
I was fine playing with Sheva. It wasn't an issue.
Yeah, it's not like I knew what was going on anyway.
Yeah, I was like, this is fine. But yeah, and a game that I watched my cousin play that I'm also surprised didn't make it on here, Dead Space.
Oh, I was terrified of that game. I didn't play it
You
until
should have
later.
Been. You should have been terrified of that game. And you know, this nigga would be trying to play it at night in the dark.
Oh no. I'm like,
what
I'm
are you
good.
Doing? Why? Yeah. Why would you do that?
That's how I feel about my friends when they play Resident Evil. They're like late at night. I'm like, bro, nah, we're not doing this.
People are watching scary movies at nighttime.
I'm like, there's no reason for that. I don't want this. And you don't
my
either.
Mental health. Yeah, my mental health can't handle this.
So Dead Space 1 and 2. Because in 3, you could play 3 co-op. But 1 and 2, you were alone.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, I didn't need that in my life.
That's stress. But I absolutely played 3, but I just watched him play some of 1 and 2. And I'm sure there were times when it was just like, nope. Yeah. I'm just going to, didn't save or nothing. Just turn the Xbox off.
Right.
I'm surprised none of the Assassin's Creed games made it.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's another good point, yeah.
Good point.
Like those are pretty big games, and I played all of them up until Black Flag was like the last one I played.
I think they're making a movie of Assassin's Creed.
That's easy to make a movie out of.
Wait, I thought they already did. Didn't
they did.
Michael,
yeah, there's,
Michael,
there's
didn't
an
Michael
Assassin's
Fassbender?
Creed. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
There is an Assassin's Creed movie.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't mind that as a TV show.
Yeah.
With all the history, you got to do TV.
But that's the thing, like games now are just movies and you playing the game. Like if you just watch cutscenes, they're movies.
Yeah, sure.
Because whenever I play any fighting game, it's just a movie with like fights in between.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, but that was probably would have been on the generation before, but Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I'm surprised that didn't make it, but I think that was generation before.
Clutch.
I
Yeah.
think it was, because I played it on 360, but it may have been on PS2.
Yeah.
I play on 360 too.
Like Marvel vs. Capcom was one of my, like, I put a lot of time on Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Same.
and I was good enough to compete on the internet. Like I was actually like able to get a lot done. Like I had a positive win-loss record on
Right.
the internet.
So,
And
yeah,
I had
no,
different
man.
squads I'd use depending on how good the person I was going against was. So
Oh,
like
okay. Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Did you ever play Rainbow Six?
I've heard of it. I won't say I've even seen the cover, but I haven't played it.
I saw that it was military and I was like, I'm not, I've done this
Oh,
before.
man.
I've done this
That
before. I
game
know
was
what's gonna happen.
perfect co-op game. Perfect co-op game. Oh, one game. Okay, so I just told you guys, like, my top three was the Mass Effect series as far as story is concerned. My other top three is Far Cry 3. And I'm surprised Far Cry 3 didn't make it on here, because that had the best villain, I think, of like any game.
Yeah.
Voss was his name, and that's the one you were stuck on an island, and that game was amazing.
Was there was another was it called Dead Island?
Oh yeah, Dead Island was fun too.
Yeah, like I'm surprised that Dead Island didn't get mentioned.
Which actually two just came out within the last 5 years as well.
Okay.
But yeah, Dead Island, that first one, I remember thinking the graphics was beautiful, and I remember playing with one of my homies online too. Like that was fun to play. Yeah.
I will say like I my friends made me play Call of Duty and they would like try to convince me that I wasn't trash at Call of Duty.
Right.
But Black Ops, where you could create emblems, like that's what I was there to do. Like
I was terrible at that. I wish I
I
could have been good at
loved
that.
creating emblems. And we would just kind of decide like on a category. Like we were like, we're gonna do classic Hanna-Barbera characters today. And so my friend Maurice did a really good Secret Squirrel. I made Morocco, who was also in Secret Squirrel.
See, I had to get on YouTube to even try to find out how to make one of those.
I didn't even realize that was a thing. So whenever I'd see somebody with a super impressive one, I was like, how the fuck did they do that? Because YouTube wasn't in my head as like a thing. It didn't occur to me. So like all of the
Right.
ones that we had, we all made from scratch.
Damn.
And some of them were really good. Like, but also, I had time to spend hours
It's
making it
true.
look right.
It's true.
And sometimes they wouldn't have the shape I needed. So I'd have to like makeshift some shit together. But yeah, it was that was a good time.
Do y'all remember the first 360 games I bought? I remember when my mom bought mine. She let me pick two games, and I picked NBA Live 07, and I picked Transformers the game. Those are the two I picked out. Do y'all
Man, I
remember
remember
y'all first?
Transformers the game. I remember playing that one.
Yeah. That was my first two.
For me, it was a really sad day because I had to trade in all of my PS2 stuff to have the money to buy
Same.
360
Yep.
stuff.
Same. I traded in my Xbox stuff, my original Xbox stuff for that.
And
Damn.
the two games that I bought, because the two games I knew I needed and that I was going to put minutes on was 2K12 and Gears of War 3.
It's good selection.
Well, Gears of War 2 or 3, whichever one. But yeah, 2K12 and whichever Gears of War was there at the time. But for that, I did not have an Xbox. I was just playing with other people or at a friend's house or whatever. But yeah, like I finally got an Xbox when I was in college. And it was gifted to me. Like it was one that somebody had the red circle and we like busted it open and fixed it up, and so we got it good for a minute, and then I knew how to temporarily fix it. So whenever the Xbox Elite came out, like the black one, I was like, oh yeah. So I rigged my white one to work long enough to take it to GameStop and trade it into them to then put that toward buying a new black one.
Back when GameStop used to actually give you money for stuff.
You know, a
That's
little
true.
something, like maybe like $40, which
Right.
$40, $40. But
That's facts. I want to say the first game I played was like there was a Hulk. It was a Hulk game.
the Indestructible Hulk.
Yeah. I want to say that was one of my first purchases. Like, yeah, that was a fun game. Throwing tanks and shit.
Yeah,
That's fun.
so I think that's what it's called. And if I remember right, yep. So okay, so they had two of them. They had the Hulk, and then they had it might have been the Incredible Hulk, and then the Hulk Ultimate Destruction. It might have been just the regular Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, I think
But
so, because it came out around the remember the movie, I think. Can't
yeah,
remember, but
I played this one much. I played this one later, but that was a fun game too, just to play as the Hulk.
yeah, it was.
Which I'm actually surprised they haven't tried to come out with a Hulk game in a while.
Yeah, especially
So which
which
Xboxes did y'all have?
I only had the white one, the original. I've only ever had the original of every single console. I like every time they came out with like the newer updated one, I didn't get it. Okay.
360. I want to say I had the black one. Well, no, I had the black Xbox. 360. I did have the white one. Yeah.
For the 360, I probably in my time had like four.
Dang.
Like I feel like I had each version of it at some point. So I had the original white one, and then I had a black one that was pretty much the white one, and then like the elite one, and then the slim one.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had the one where like the open button wasn't an actual button. You just like ran your finger over it, and then it
Yeah,
was
like
like, that
that
silver
silver touchscreen one.
yeah, like
Yeah,
almost.
I'm right.
Yeah, when I had that one, I was oh yeah, I thought I was big shit. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh,
I still got my original 360. Like I literally just put it up. Like it was in my daughter's room for her to watch like Netflix and stuff. But once I got the was it the Xbox Series X, and I put my Xbox One in her room. But yeah, I was still using it. And there's still a couple games out there that I really want to rebuy. But sometimes for older games, they're trying to charge you too much. Like
Yes,
there's
it's
a
absurd.
there's two Transformer games that I loved. It was War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron, and they're wanting way too much for those games now. I'm like, I'm not paying that.
You know, the nostalgia people are coming back to grab them.
Yeah, no, like for
Nostalgia is a
real.
big market. Like I
Yeah.
again, like millennial, we love nostalgia. But
Yeah.
yeah, I still have my 360 as well. It's been put up for a while, but yeah, I absolutely still have it. I don't know why, because I'm not gonna be
I mean, there's
can
no
I
point at this point. There's no point in even trading in it because I get like 48 cents for it. Like, I'm
that's true.
good.
Yeah, and yeah, so I plan on keeping it, and I have a random stack of games also that I just have.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I still got on my 360, which is crazy because they took it off the game store, so you can't even buy this game anymore. But I still got Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on my 360.
I didn't know it was on. I didn't know 2 was on 360.
Yeah. I guess still got on my 360.
I think I still have 3, but also, my parents' dog was a puppy at the time, and she was just chewing shit. So I know the case is not in good shape. I feel like the disc is okay, but yeah, like the case is, it's yeah, you can tell that a puppy got a hold of it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Hate it when that happened.
Yeah, because she got the case and the booklet.
Oof. See,
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't do that with games anymore. They don't give you booklets with games no more. I just love looking at the booklet. But
Yeah, do y'all still buy physical, like hard copies of games like today?
no,
I do for Pokemon, I do. And if it's a game I really want, like I'm really invested in, I'll buy the physical copy, but it's been a while since it happened for me. Pokemon was the last one I bought. What
Okay.
about you?
I lean toward physical copy. If it's a game that I want immediately, then I'll just go ahead and buy it digitally. But I'm usually like I'm not gaming enough where it's an issue, but yeah, usually I'll wait at least a couple days and then I'll go to GameStop and somebody will have traded it back in.
Same. So the last one I bought physical was the first with Spider-Man, and the only reason I bought it, the first one, because it came with the Miles Morales, and I couldn't get that with the digital, and it was on sale at the time. Like, it was on like $35, and I was like, oh shoot, this mug is 60 digital. I'm about to just go ahead and buy this physical. So that was like the last physical game I bought.
And that's another reason is like, yeah, when you buy physical, you may be able to get it discounted some kind of way. But yeah, I can't remember the last game I bought physically just because it's been a long time since I bought a game. The last game I bought was Mortal Kombat, but I have not been like I put minutes on it when I first got it, but that was mostly out of principle because I was like, I spent money on this goddamn game, so I'm gonna play it because I spent money on it. That's the only reason I haven't bought Tekken is because I want it, but not enough to drop, the $100 it's gonna be to get the deluxe version.
Right. That makes sense.
But for Mortal Kombat, I needed to execute a fatality for myself. I needed to do it with my hands.
Yeah, it's been a while since I
Ultimate
played it.
Ultimate.
Did
I think
Brandon just
so.
pull a
Marvel
Jordan?
Ultimate Alliance, I rebought. That was a while ago, but yeah, that was the last one I bought.
Oh, you're back, Brandon. You pulled a Jordan there for a minute. We
Oh, for
you
real?
kind of
My
yeah, kind
fault,
of
my
lost
fault.
you. You said something about Alliance.
Yeah, I bought Marvel's Ultimate Alliance. I feel like
Two?
I rebought it. I want to say it was two. I think it was two because
Two
I
is
just
so
wanted to
good.
replay it again. Yeah, I just wanted to replay it again, but that was like the last physical one I bought.
Now that right there is definitely a game I've owned three times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I kept, even if like if one got scratched, I'd go try to find the game again.
Yeah, that is it's a game I owned at least a couple times too. Because they
Yeah.
put it in the Xbox store on Game Pass. They put it on something and it didn't work. Like it was
Trash.
bullshit. But whatever. Because that's a game I was like, yeah, even if I have to start over, yeah, that's fine.
Facts.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started over a couple times.
Bro,
Yeah,
I
let's
just
do it.
posted this in our Facebook group the other day. They need to re-release X-Men Legends, both of
Yes, they
them.
do.
Give
Both
us a
of them.
bundle. Like, I
Yep.
need those games.
We're so good. So, in Ultimate Alliance, who was your number one go-to? Like, who were you
Bro, is that a
using?
question? Is that a question for me? Like,
No, I want to know.
it's Wolverine, bro.
That's boring shit.
I have to pick Wolverine. It's
Who was
like
your second? And
literally
it can't be an X-Men.
second can't be an X-Men.
Unless it was an X-Men.
I mean, I
Technically.
was the guy, bro. Y'all know me.
He did. He only
I
pulls
definitely
X-Men group together. You're a lame, bro. I
did.
You're a
But
lame.
Storm is who I was using primarily.
Nah.
Like as soon as I would never be on the ground. I'm always in the air, first of all.
Oh yeah.
And
You have a flying
secondly,
character,
yeah,
absolutely.
the moment I see any movement, there's a gust of wind pushing everything to the wall. The
I would say
moment
I hit
I
him with
see anything.
the Thunderbolt was mine. I'm Thunderbolting right away.
That's funny. Doctor Strange, once I got him, I was like, ooh, this is fun. Because I
He
could
was in two?
change. He's in
No, he's in three.
Oh, okay. Wait,
Okay, he
no,
wasn't. I didn't think he was in two.
two. I'll be actually now that I think about it, I feel like two, because that was like mainly X-Men and like was
There was some
Cap
of
even in
everybody
that?
in two. Yeah, he was. Because he's the one. Well.
Wait, who'd you say?
Cap.
Yeah,
Captain America.
Captain and all of
I
them.
feel
Yeah.
like three had I like three a little more because I had way more options.
Three was MCU based, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's I was a little mad about that one.
But
Yeah,
I
because I know.
swear two had Doctor Strange. I could have swore.
I don't think it did.
Because you
I'm
could
pulling up the roster right now.
okay, because you could
I
like
don't
send
think it
something out,
did.
you could change them and they would like fight for you for a sec or
So he's not in two. He's in one though.
But that was one of my favorites. Hulk. I will say Cap was one of my favorites just because the shield was dope.
Yep.
So
I put it where.
If I didn't pick the X-Men, it was in the first one, it was Ghost Rider, and then
Oh, yeah.
in the second one, I mean, second one, I definitely rocked all X-Men. But in the second one, it was probably Thor.
Thor
Thor
was my
was,
second.
yeah.
Yeah.
Thor was
Thor
my
was
second.
fun.
If I needed a heavy hitter, I'd use Venom.
Oh, yeah. Venom was
And
fun.
then a lot of times I'd use Penance just because I did not know who that was. And I was like, he looks dope. Let me use
Yeah,
him.
same.
Same.
I didn't know who Penance was. I didn't know who Songbird was at the time. I think that might have been it.
Which one was Blade in?
One.
One.
He's
Okay.
also in three. He's also in three.
Yeah. I played him in one. He was fine.
Yeah, I never played the third one, but yeah, I played one like once, but I played two a few times.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played both of them a few times, but yeah, man, dude, they need to
Yeah, X-Men Legends was
re-release.
so good.
Yeah,
Because
man,
I,
it
yeah,
literally
again,
set the foundation for
yeah,
everything.
Storm is who I'd use in that, and Raging Tempest.
Yeah,
Everybody's dead.
it's now I'm thinking about going back through this game and playing freaking
Cause,
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
yeah, because in I remember in goddamn X-Men Legends, I used to love just the shit that you could do. So like, oh no, we need a bridge. Get Magneto out.
Oh,
Bridge. Magic.
yeah.
Or Iceman for that matter. I loved using Nightcrawler and just teleporting on the other side of walls.
Oh, Nightcrawler. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little OP when it came to like
Yeah, he was.
movement.
Yeah. Like, it was kind
Also,
of stupid.
and that was Nightcrawler with the swashbuckler swords. Like,
Oh, yeah.
that was fun.
It was a good time.
Man, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, X-Men
Man,
Legends.
they fun with the bag with that.
That
They could
third
redo
one.
that every 10 years and add new
Yeah.
characters, bro.
Yeah, I agree. That's what's one
That's
thing that
what
made
I
me mad about the
thought Guardians
MCU.
of the Galaxy was going to be. Like the new Guardians game and the new
Yeah.
Avengers game. Like I thought they were going to be set up that same way.
Avengers is weird because it has some similarities, but a lot different as well. But no, Guardians is totally, yeah.
Guardians
And then
was fun.
I thought that also DC was going to do it. Like the new Gotham folk game, the new
Oh,
Suicide
yeah.
Squad game. I thought they were going to be set up that same way also.
Same. They're just doing too much on that one.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate for those DC games. Like they looked really good, and then they just flop. That's real unfortunate. Because yeah, the Suicide Squad. Like I remember when we first saw it, I was like, "Oh shoot, that looked pretty good."
Yeah. All the
But
vignettes look great, but the actual gameplay is trash.
yeah, but nah, man, they need to quit playing and let's get some X-Men Legends updated, and let's get another proper Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Four
Bro,
that's not MCU related.
remember when they, what was the Ultimate Alliance? Was that the one that they did on Switch? Was that three? Or
Yeah,
was
that was
that?
three. That was on Switch
Okay, yeah.
only. That was so stupid. Dang, did we lose Brandon again?
I've never played three. Bro, when you told me that, I like when you told me it was Ultimate Alliance 3 on just Switch, yeah, I almost called in to work, bro. Like, I was heartbroken. I'd
Yeah,
waited for
man.
years for an Ultimate
I
Alliance game.
don't understand that. Nintendo must have had to pay that studio $1 billion or something, because there's no way that game should have been limited to Switch only. Like, that's crazy.
Bro, that was beyond me.
There was so much DLC too for that. They released so much DLC with so many other
Oh,
characters for that.
Nintendo gonna get your money.
Oh yeah, they is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they gonna get your money. Super Smash Brothers today is still $60, $70.
Bro, Pokemon, same.
Yeah, and if you want all the characters, like I was furious that I paid $120 for Super Smash Brothers and all the people in it. And I was like, this game been out for 5 years. And y'all want 120? Goddamn, here's my card, but still, I'm mad.
I know, and that's how I know it's got, because Pokemon, bro, you get the whole game. Then they introduce DLC, but come on, bro. Y'all literally give me DLC for old Pokemon that we could have caught in the main
Yeah,
game.
right.
Like, bro, it's getting bad with these microtransactions.
Bro, that's the future, and it's almost getting me out of game, low key.
Yeah, honestly. Because again, there's the regular version, and then there's the like semi-ultimate version, and then there's the ultimate version, or you can buy like the season pass, or you can.
Oh,
It's all bullshit, and
bro.
I'm just like, I don't. I'm getting to the point where I don't need it that bad.
Bro, I got one more 2K in me. One more.
Nah,
They
bro,
kicked
I've been
this.
down.
They kicked this gold package
Let's
and this
talk about
whole
2K for a
like,
minute.
bro.
So, 2K was probably the game. I don't know. Like, whenever I see memes about, yeah, I'm gonna do this thing to de-stress and then play a really stressful game. 2K was absolutely that for me. I was probably the worst version of myself when I played 2K.
I still am, yeah.
I was like grossly toxic. And I real like it got to the point where I was like, I don't like myself when I play this game. And I need to stop. That's why at 2K16, I stopped because I was like, I hate this game. I'm playing it because my friends are playing it and I have a good time with them sometimes. But 2K be doing some 2K shit
Oh yeah.
and it's so dumb.
Bro. It's just so drastic. Like I'm playing 2K now, the late I think it's 24. Can't get past nobody. I can be Kyrie Irving. Can't get past nobody, brother. Like he could be the slowest dude on it could be a center on another team. Can't get past him. Can't get past him. I'm over there doing layups over three people. I'm like, bro, can I not? Like, is speed not a thing? Like, they just be moving
Get
their feet, bro.
the lockdown defense, huh?
But like 2 years ago, like, you couldn't play defense. Like, you was just like, so they just overreact. But yeah, they got one more game. Cause I feel like they're gonna start making it where, like, you gotta purchase to play a season. You gotta purchase to do play now. You gotta somebody, you know what I mean?
It's gonna get
You
too
gotta,
much.
That's the thing. It already is because 2K was another game where I was like, am I gonna get the regular $60 version or am I gonna get the $90 version that is gold and has Kobe on it? Or and yeah, it or you know, am I gonna get the $120 version that comes with a bunch of VC that I can then use on my person? Because that was another thing. Whenever you would use your own character and you'd go to the park and play with actual people, I'd be like, oh, so you spent $100 of real money on fake money to make your dude like, why are you a center and you have 99 speed and like all that bullshit?
bro.
I was like, you're 7 foot and can, you know, cross people up. Like, what are we doing?
Bro.
So
WWE is bad about it too. They'll put out the game.
it's 2K,
Oh,
so
you can't get Stone Cold. You can't get The Rock, you can't get Becky Lynch, Bianca, you gotta purchase them. I'm like, man, get out of here with this. So, yeah,
it's
games
crazy.
are going downhill. But,
Look at the sound of those. Like back in our day, we didn't have to do all that, but no, we really didn't. We
girl,
really
don't even get
didn't.
me started on loading times. Don't even get me started where I gotta wait 2 hours to start playing a game. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, because now games got to be installed and shit. Back in
Oh
my day,
man.
you pop that shit in, you turn it on.
Hot and ready. Hot and ready. Come on, man.
That was one thing I loved about the Nintendo 64, like because it was a cartridge. You're like, you pop it in, you click it on, and you could count to 10, and you're already in there.
You've bypassed all loading screens. You're
Yeah.
ready to go.
Like, yeah, you've already hit start and selected your mode.
Now you like, well, let me turn that on at lunch break.
I know,
Come
get
back
that
and
thing to
do
down. Bro, don't let you
it.
have bad internet. I remember somebody at work was like, yeah, I got real bad internet. Just sometimes it takes me a day to download games. I'm like, bro, that is
See,
insane.
and that was another thing. Because I was in my college dorm for the Xbox 360, it was like Wi-Fi was iffy. Like I would if I didn't have a long Ethernet cord, like I needed to be in the wall. If I wasn't in the wall, it was gonna be real spotty. And
That's
sometimes
funny.
because it was school internet, they'd have like restrictions and shit. So yeah, it was just real dumb.
They don't know the struggle, man.
I know these young kids got it good.
Yeah, they have no idea. But yeah.
All
What a
right, man.
time to be
I know
alive.
we literally just went on like a rant.
I know, yeah. To finish up.
We're old now and we can
Nah,
no more.
that's for real. Like, yeah, we literally just went on a rant about how much we hate gaming now.
I mean, it used to be glorious and
Did.
used to be like authenticity. You loved games. Now it's
Right.
like, I want a couple 100,000 followers. I'm gonna shake my ass and say I game. And
Yeah.
then I'm gonna get some followers. So it's like,
I remember first getting with my wife. I remember we first started dating. She's like, "Why you play the game all the time?" I'm like, "This is me. I'm never ever gonna stop playing the game. You just gonna be have to watch me play the game." Now, bro, I turn on the game like maybe once a week. Like I have to intentionally think about trying to play the game.
same.
And
Same.
then even if I do turn the game, bro, I play for like an hour and that's it.
Yeah, I got like a cap now. Now I'm like, oh, I'm good. I used to be
Yeah.
like 6 hours.
That's what I said, bro. Like
Yeah.
I ain't even done
And
that yet, 6 hours.
to be honest, there are a lot of times I'd rather play one of my older games.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't. My wife right now is playing through the remastered Tomb Raiders.
I'm playing The Last of Us. Oh, those remastered Tomb Raiders is good.
Yeah, like. And I forgot how like absurd Lara Croft's athleticism was. But
Got a 40
I
inch
was like,
vertical, baby.
yeah, like I was gonna say she got the vertical, she can like swim for an hour.
Yeah,
You got like
that's funny too. I'm literally playing The Last of Us right now, like the first one. That's
Yeah, so yeah,
funny.
she's playing through the remaster and she's having a great time doing it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
yeah, the nostalgia market is serious because I played through the old Spyro.
Yeah.
Yeah, like because those games are good and they hold up.
Bro, I didn't care about the story no more. Like me and my cousin, like my little cousin hit me up. Like, bro, I got this new co-op game. So I'll play the co-op game with him. Bro, we straight skip every single cutscene. I don't know what be going on in the game. I'm like, let's get to the gameplay. Like, I don't even give a damn about this story. And we'll play the game.
Bro,
We'll play it for a little bit, and that's it.
I will say, and it's my last thing, when NCAA football come out, you will not hear from me for
That
up to 2 months.
game better be good.
I'm
Oh,
gonna be
yeah.
in heavy recruiting. I'm gonna take freaking Rose State College. I'm gonna recruit. I'm gonna have the number one quarterback. Your boy's going for a championship. I'm gonna be locked in.
If that
That
game
game has
flop,
to be good.
yeah, if it flops, bro, people
Bro,
gonna
it can't.
riot.
It
The game
can't. It can't. has to be good.
They
It can
gonna
flop.
people
It
gonna
does not have
riot.
a choice.
It does not have a choice, really. Yeah, and they said it's not Madden, which I'm happy. So.
Okay.
So, yeah, man, that was an interesting episode. Started off real good, and here at the end, we got a little grumpy, showed our age a little bit. But hey, that's how gaming is, though.
That's
That's
how
how gaming
gaming
is.
is. Tell us how you feel about games and all that shit.
Yeah.
All the places Jordan told you to.
Yep. And with that being said, we're never duplicated.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.